Morgan Wade in the WVTF studio for a Root Sound session with a song called The Wind. Welcome in, Morgan. I tell you, the songs that you write, they are so easily accessible, so easy to get into, and it seems like they come to you and just flow through you and out of you so effortlessly.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the way it works?
That's pretty much. I can't force myself to do anything. If it just kind of comes together, you know?
So you don't get up at 6 every morning and start writing.
No, I don't. Like I said, I've said it before, I don't write anything down. I just memorize it, so.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of bad. I got to start kind of writing some stuff down, but I hate to do that.
You might want to, so you could put the lyrics on your album.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And you don't pull any punches. You just expose the nerve and go at it, don't you?
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I feel like, especially modern day radio, people are just, you know, they don't say what they think. You know, it seems like we kind of got to keep stuff behind closed doors. I'm like, well, when I listen to music, I want to hear real stuff, you know, not that fake stuff. So I just say what I feel.
I would like to quote something that is online about you, about your music, and you explain to me what this means here. It says that your music reflects the beauty, anger, hunger, and hope of coming of age in modern Appalachia. Dang.
Yeah, dang.
That's a lot of stuff there. Again, what does that mean to you, coming of age in Appalachia? You're from this area, right? You're from Floyd?
Yeah.
Originally? And growing up, how did that impact on what you're doing now?
That's a good question. Take me a minute, you know. I feel like last summer we went to New York, and we were up there for a few days, and I had just been a real pain to deal with leading up to that, and a little bitter about being from such a small town, you know. All my friends are from different areas and these big cities and everything. So we went to New York. I was up there, ended up coming back, got sober. New York was my last drink, but I came back home and I had a newfound appreciation for living here, you know, for being in Floyd and the simplicity of things. And I decided I needed to be more grateful and happy for that. I think that this, you know, growing up around here has shown me things that, you know, other places wouldn't have.
Well, you say that you don't write your lyrics down, you just memorize them as you come up with them. What about recording them? You've done that. You have one album. Anything else in the pipeline coming up?
Yeah, we did an album, came out in January with Jake Dempsey.
Oh, yeah, I know Jake.
At Summit Sound. Yeah, Jake's a good guy. So we did that, and then I think we're going to got some stuff in the works, so I won't jinx myself, but
I understand.
Some stuff later fall, early winter in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
All right, then. How about another song?
This is a new one. I Ain't Coming Back, Babe.
Very cool. It's Morgan Wade in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session.
Soak this in, 'cause I ain't coming back here again. I only wanna tell you this one time, any damage done, well, it was done by you tonight. Yeah, and I ain't coming back. I got good and I covered my tracks. Yeah, I ain't gone.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
Morgan Wade in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session, a song called Matches and Metaphors. Thanks for coming in, Morgan. I appreciate it. And you agreed, and we got room for one more song. You agreed to do a request for me. Kelly's Drive?
Kelly's Drive.
Bless you.